Thanks for joining us on another week of Beyond Real Estate. This is our version of the Real Estate Roundup, where, again, we wanted to talk about the best reasons to own a home in the first place. So first place that I think makes the most sense to start is the appreciation piece.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylick, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week we go in depth on how to become successful in life and business. Nick, take it away.
And I think some literally right now in 2022 might say, well, Nick, there's not going to be much appreciation because homes are going to lose value. Again, we're talking about long-term, number one. Number two, things are not going to be taking a nosedive anytime soon. Things are going to moderate. They're going to slow down. And that's a healthy thing, not a bad thing. But let's take the scope of this in a wide lens right now. Dating back to 1991, I know that's a long time for some people, and some of our listeners might not even have been born then, but let's look at the big scope of it. If you were a homeowner since 1991, you've seen on average 290% of appreciation. That's on average. So that's not taking into account your specific location and city and state, which, again, you get averages by the lows and the highs and mix them all into one. So I think that's such an important piece. Jay, what else do you want to touch on when it comes to the appreciation side of homeownership?
Yeah, well, when you have all these different things that go into it, whether that's the state you live in, the city that you reside in, but to your point, if you're living in one of those places that were up and coming, I mean, who the hell wanted to live in LA back in the 90s? You had gangs, you had
riots.
Rap. Let's just go only cultural, please. Okay, let's keep the riots.
LA riots.
Yeah, I know. I'm a millennial, but I'm educated, all right? But you had all these things that a lot of places like Compton weren't going to be a place that the average person was like, you know what? I think I'm going to uproot my family from this suburbia life here in New Jersey, and I'm going to go right to Compton. I'm going to, I like what they got going there. Just wasn't happening. But the people that did stay in those areas, whether that was before or after came in, they are now seeing a boatload of appreciation from where it was back in the 90s to where it is today. And that goes for a lot of different places. Places here in Colorado, Boise, Idaho, grew up in summers there. Boy, howdy, isn't that just like the Midwest parked at the bottom of the Rockies? So that is an area that you can't imagine was going to appreciate as much as it did, especially over the last few years. So really, at the end of the day, the only reason why the people that live there were able to see any benefit from it, I take that literally, I mean that literally, was the fact that their home prices have appreciated because they did it for the long game and not for the day in, day out grind that it is living in some of those places.
Right. So, well, and I'll dive into to just add on to the appreciation side of it. Some people might say, again, well, short term, what if I don't make as much? Again, what is your reason for moving in the first place? Is your reason for moving to then just move out of the house that you just bought 2 years from now? I'd say then you're right. Then it does become a matter of maybe right now is not the best time. But if you're buying a house today to say, what is the next, like I'm doing this for the next 20 years, the next 10 years, the next 30 years, next foreseeable future, I think that's again when it becomes a no-brainer to say that's why. Because there's not one person in the United States of America that looks back in 1991 and said, what a bad decision I made. I just timed this all wrong. And had I bought 10 years later, I would have made money.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the case.
No. I was working with some clients that were refinancing their house last year, and they had bought in 1989. So around that same time frame.
Okay.
For, I think, $200,000 was what they bought that house for. Mm-hmm. It appraised for $1.6 million.
Yeah.
Like, Who's like a bad financial decision? What you should have done is rent that entire time.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's just not going to make sense.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
And touching on that renting piece of it, it alludes to our next one, which is the privacy, right? When you rent, so often it's in that condo, that townhome setting as a renter. And why buy? Because of the privacy and the lifestyle that provides you, right? What is that worth to you? I think that has to be such a leading decision when it comes to why would I buy versus rent long term. The value that provides for you and your family is so different. Again, there's not right and wrongs. It's just a different lifestyle. And I think some people lose sight of that. They just look at the financial side and say, oh, but it's so much and it's so much this. Yeah, but when you're growing up in a two-bed, two-bath apartment, going up to the third level every single time with your three-year-old and your five-year-old and groceries, that's a different lifestyle than a two-bed, two-bath your own house.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you are living in a condo, townhome, you have some, you know, people that are sharing walls with you. you feel a little less bad living there when the jackass is playing the tunes like at midnight, knowing that you still own the thing that you're in versus like, I don't even own this and I have to deal with this asshole. Like, what is happening to me right now?
Yeah.
I need to get out of this place. So just a little cushioning for that sorrow. but the next one that we are going to talk about kind of goes hand in hand, both of these together. So, Nick, talk to the benefits of that monthly payment and where that money goes and why that is such a huge reason why you should want to own a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to move on you, right? At the end of the day, worst case scenario, let's play the hypothetical card. You buy today at 7%. Again, no guarantees. Nobody has a crystal ball. But if interest rates go down, which we all expect they do, they will at some point in time, you can refinance and your payment didn't get more expensive. It got cheaper. And that's the benefit of home ownership. You can make those decisions. Nobody in the right mind, unless they absolutely have to, is going to refinance to get a higher interest rate. Nonetheless, you're making that conscious decision whether you do or not. Right? In the renting world, you don't have control over the landlord or corporation that owns your unit to say, hey guys, we're jacking this up $200. In LA specifically, year to year, average rent has increased $350. So I hope your job has made up that difference. And assuming it didn't, you had to make some sacrifices. Not to mention the $7 of gas that an LA resident is paying these days, which jumped again. I don't know if it's twice as much necessarily, but it's gone up significantly, right? So point being, homeownership gives you that peace of mind that it's a consistent payment month after month, year after year. And if it's not, that's on you making that educated decision to say, here's my circumstances. I need to make it a little bit more, even if interest rates aren't lower, or hey, they've gone lower. Now I can refinance and get into a lower payment.
Yeah. And to your point there, I mean, can we talk about one thing though, just being in from the LA market, Nick? Can we get some real talk now? Here, let me change this music. Let me just get some, we'll go, there we go. That sounds more, that's not my serious that I was wanting. How about, nope. Sorry, everyone. Perfect. So Nick, partner, I'm out here in the West and this is what we talk about where Cowboys live. Why is the Hollywood sign so small?
It's only small if you're standing far away from it. It's pretty big if you're right up against it.
No, it's pretty small. I've been lied to. Monica and I were talking about this the other day and Hollywood sign, very underwhelming.
Did you walk up to it the other day and look up and say, wow, this isn't as big as I think it should be?
Well, we looked at it from the city of Hollywood up on that big old mountain.
Okay.
It's not a very big sign.
Good story.
I just need some explanation. Do you guys have a petition? Did someone steal the bigger sign? Because it's always such a big thing. You know, every time you fly over LA, you have to show the Hollywood sign. It's so big. And then you're in the town of Hollywood and it's this puny little thing that says Hollywood.
Yeah.
I just need, like, just can you all do point. Something?
No, nobody's doing anything about it. Like,
it's an icon. It's like if you're in New York and you see a Statue of Liberty and she's really a dwarf and like half the size that you were expecting her to be.
Yeah.
Be kind of disappointing.
Yeah, but nobody's doing anything about it, are they? Nobody's building a bigger one just because Jalen McKenna has an opinion that it's smaller than he thought it'd be, you know?
Oh, we'll agree to disagree on this one, but okay. I'm just saying it's not well endowed. So, all right. Yes, when it comes to all those things, absolutely. You can have that fixed payment. You only need to make it go up if you... But the other aspect of that, which a lot of people always comes to, well, still just a monthly payment. If I say you have to pay more per month for your mortgage versus the rent you're paying. I don't know how to tell you this or if this is news to you, but that money that you're paying to your landlords is now their money and you have no access to it ever. Like it's theirs. It's now in their pocket. So you have a beautiful thing called equity that goes up just by appreciating, which Nick was talking about, and by that monthly payment that you put towards your mortgage every month. A portion of that is towards you have principal and balance. A portion of that is towards your, what is that, balance? Sure. Principal? I don't know. I only work in the industry. I don't know everything about it. But yeah, you're slowly able to own more and more of that home and you're slowly able to gain equity within your home so that if you ever did need to take money out of it, whether that's for an emergency, you want to start investing in collectibles and need a little fund there, or maybe investing in more real estate, you have that ability to, versus renting where that money is just effectively being burnt every month. And that's really the gist of it. So
yeah. Yeah, no, and just to piggyback and on that equity piece, it's like you said, often an aspect that renters specifically, I feel like, forget about. They don't value it because they don't understand it. But as Jay alluded to, it just gets bigger over time because, again, you pay that down over time. So it is a fun little fact for everybody. I think it's also interesting when you work in an industry, you take things for granted, right? Like I think about this with posts that I put on social media. It's like, well, I've already posted about that. Yeah, but you get new followers. You get people that didn't see it the first time. And that's just the reality of it too, of resharing information. So for some of our listeners out there, I know that's going to sound basic of like, yes, we know about the equity, but you have some people who's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Or I did think of it that way because I haven't had the opportunity to own yet. And again, you get exposed to different information at different times. So yeah, those are the four biggest reasons you want to own a home. And again, rewind this one, listen to them, because I think it is a lot to digest, especially if you haven't owned a home before. Nonetheless, they're very important aspects that you want to consider when you're trying to decide, is now the best time for me to make that jump? And why would I do that, more importantly? And I think that second point that we alluded to, being your privacy and your lifestyle, holds massive value for anybody. And it becomes such a personal situation. So guys, that's wrapping us up for this week for Beyond Real Estate. I hope you enjoyed this one. This Friday, stick with us because we are delving into leadership and a topic that I know affects us all as parents and as the hashtag Dad Life world, but also in the business world. So stay tuned for our Friday edition. And until next week, this is This Week. Take care.
Boom, bada bang, bada bang, bada boom. I had to take us on a rant about California. If I don't take us on a rant about California.
That was a very random rant though.
It was random, but at the same time, valid question.
But I definitely don't have an answer for that. I was like, wow, he's going to the Hollywood sign and the size of it? Like, I never even thought about that in my life.
Yeah, but, you're welcome. Most people don't.
Yeah. Live audience, let us know what you think. Why isn't it bigger?
You don't have to do that because I am not monitoring any reaction feeds to this. It is purely live. This is a one-way conversation. Follow us on social media and then, you know, send us an Instagram DM. If you had any real issues with, or if you know why the Hollywood sign is so damn small, needs number one medication in California. Yeah. Number one medication in California is Viagra. Your Hollywood sign could use it. That's a statistic that I have no information to back up, by the way. So,
okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Good. Next.
Onward and upward.
Right. That's what that pill does. I am here just for the laughs.
Somebody has to be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when and where you may be listening. You've just tuned into the Beyond Real Estate podcast. This week is our best bookend, and it is a book called Leading. It's by Alex Ferguson. It takes me back to my soccer coaching days. And at the end of the day, leading is such a broad topic that we all need to be mindful of, right? As leaders of our own business, leaders of our families. So wanted to delve into this book. Stay tuned as we talk about a few different topics, being listening. Why is that even important as a leader? Because you should be delegating and also failing. Three topics that I don't think are the first to come to mind, but nonetheless are very important ones to think through when we're in these positions. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Hey, thanks again for listening. If you want to hear more of Jalen McKenna, Colorado's mortgage dad, and his take on the Colorado real estate market, or just mortgages and mortgage news in general, check out the links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.